Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tēnā koutou e te iwi, e whakarongo mai nā. Welcome back to Everyday Māori, where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko he mi kāli a hau.
Ko āpera wood whaina hau.
Kia ora hoa, kei te pēhea koe.
Kei te ora tonu e a hau. Me koe?
Ai, kei te tino ora. Ai, kei te tino ora, kei te raweki au, te raumati. I'm really enjoying summer, these hot days.
Au hoki.
Mm. Ko te kaupapa I tēnei rā, the kaupapa for today is kia. All about kia. Let's look into it. So, first off, let me ask you, what's your knowledge of kia so far?
So, I hear it used as a soft imperative, like a little bit of a command. Is that right?
Aye. What word would follow kia as an example?
So, this is what my mum told me a lot. Kia tū pato.
Kia tū pato. Yeah. Be careful. Kia tū pato. Kia tū pato. That's a good one. Kia tū pato. Another one, the most famous one actually, is kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora, exactly, right?
Aye, to say hello or hi, but literally if we translate it, it would be well.
Be well.
Kia ora.
What a nice way to greet someone.
Aye. Wishing someone wellness, I suppose. Mm. Just on kia ora while we're there, even though there are two words, and I did say kia ora, we want to make sure we roll them together. Kia ora, kia ora.
Cool. Kia ora.
So with this use of kia, we're going to use kia to say that whatever word follows, we're hoping that that occurs. So it acts like the English word be. You said kia tūpato. Kia tūpato, be careful. Let's look at a few more adjectives. We have tūpore.
Tūpore.
Tūpore. Tūpore means, actually I've seen this a lot throughout the last, you know, year or so, throughout the pandemic, this phrase has become quite famous. Tūpore means kind.
Kind.
So in order to say be kind,
kia tūpore.
Kia tūpore. The other famous one is probably how we say be strong or give it your all in te reo Māori.
That's famous, right?
Right, very famous.
Kia kaha.
Kia kaha. Mm. Everybody knows kia kaha. And while it literally means be strong, you know, we're telling someone to give whatever the kaupapa is, to give it their all. Kia kaha. Okay, when I was at high school, our school motto was kia toa, kia manawa nui.
Kia toa, kia manawa nui.
Kei te mohi o koe, hea te tikanga?
I think kia manawa nui is be big-hearted. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
So, big-hearted, literally. So,
or
in other words,
generous, kind?
It could be. To be patient.
Oh, patient. Right. Kia manawa nui.
Kia manawa nui. Mm. Be patient, and if you want someone to be patient with you, kia manawa nui mai. Mm. Kia manawa nui mai. And kia toa?
Kia toa, I don't know that one.
Toa. Toa is brave.
Brave, okay, cool.
To be courageous. Kia toa. Kia toa.
Cool.
Be brave.
So be brave, be patient.
Aye.
I like it. E pai kia.
Mā koe kōrero etahi ki anga Pākehā, mau e whaka Māori. So I'll say something in English and you translate it. Be quick.
Kia tere.
Kia tere. Be ready.
Kia rite.
Mm-hmm. Be good.
Kia pai.
Kia pai. Be settled. or settle down?
Kia tau.
Kia tau. Kia tau, tamariki ma, kia tau. Aye.
Cool, so there's a lot of uses for kia. It's a very versatile expression, right?
Well, there's kind of all these everyday little, like soft imperatives that we use all the time. Like, you know, hurry up, get ready, be careful, give it your all. These kind of kianga or phrases are heard all the time in English and in Te Reo Māori. So just find the adjective you need. We've given you a few, but there's plenty more there. One more thing that we might add on is with this phrase kia tūpato or with kia, quite often we hear K following. How would you interpret this? Kia tūpato kei hinga koe.
Be careful in case you fall.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Mm. Okay. So this K is saying, you know, be this way.
Lest you not fall.
Lest you not fall. Aye, lest in case. Kei hinga koe. Here's another one. Kia tere kei tōmuri koe.
Hurry so you're not late.
Aye, so you're not late. So you can see what K's doing here. Kei tōmuri koe. Kei hinga koe. Let's try one more.
I was thinking kia kaha kei hinga koe.
Ai. Kia kaha kei mate koe.
Kei mate koe. So we can add a little bit on to the end of this phrase. For example, kia kaha. We can add something onto that to add a little more depth. Could you give us an example of that?
Mm. Okay, so in the context of learning Te Reo Māori, for example, yeah, we might say to someone, kia kaha, kia kaha. But if we want to encourage them to talk or to speak more, we can say, kia kaha te kōrero. Kia kaha te kōrero. So we've got our phrase there, kia kaha. We've added on te and the verb, kia kaha te kōrero. You know, if we translate it directly, speak strongly, maybe.
Mm.
But you get the picture in Te Reo Māori, right?
Right. So that might be something you'd say to someone who's about to speak in front of a group, maybe.
Aye, exactly. Kia kaha te kōrero, kia kaha te kōrero. Encouraging people to speak.
Mm. So we can swap out kōrero for other verbs as well?
Aye.
What about kia kaha te pānui?
Kia kaha te pānui. Aye, that's one of my goals this year. Kia kaha te pānui, to read a few more books. I didn't do too well last year, so kia kaha te pānui, hear me.
Mm.
What about this one? Encouraging a group to work together.
Kia kaha te mahitahi.
Aye, kia kaha te mahitahi. Kia kaha te mahi, work hard.
Mm.
Kia kaha te mahitahi, work hard as one. Work hard together. Work hard, play hard. What would that be? Play hard.
Kia kaha te tākaro.
Kia kaha te tākaro. Aye, in the context of maybe sports or something. Yeah. Kia kaha te tākaro. Kia kaha te tākaro. One more. Listen up.
Kia kaha te whakarongo.
Kia kaha te whakarongo. Kia ora. So just to finish up, we've looked at how we can use kia with adjectives. We can also use kia with tūmahi, with verbs. And it's a really soft imperative or command. And probably the one that I've heard the most throughout the years is kia karakia tātou. Kia karakia tātou. Which I would translate to let us pray. Let's pray. Kia karakia tātou. We can use other verbs there to say let's. Ne? Let's go. Kia haere tātou. Let's go. Kia haere tātou. And it's, you know, you can hear it's quite soft.
Right, yeah, it's kind of like a, let's do something.
Mm.
What about kia tīmata tātou?
Kia tīmata tātou. Aye, let's start. Kia tīmata tātou. So there we have a few uses of kia with tuahua and tūmahi. Nō reira, kia kaha te whakarongo.
Kia kaha te ako.
Kia kaha te kōrero I Te Reo Māori. Kia ora. We'll be right back. Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa no te reo.